Hello and welcome to you. We are just thrilled that you are part of our WTF community as a fierce light warrior. We really do need one another as we walk together fiercely through this journey of life. Today, Tara and I are going to speak all about intuition. This is something that is a huge part of who you are and is not always acknowledged or relied upon as it was meant to be. You are an incredibly intuitive being, and becoming more in tune with the intuitive parts of yourself will help you in every aspect of your life. In this episode, we speak to the different languages of intuition so that you can discover and relate to how you are naturally intuitive already and the ways that you can work with your intuition to sharpen it even further. Make sure to follow or subscribe to our podcast so that you don't miss any more episodes that help the intuitive parts of yourself come to the surface. Thank you so much for listening. We are really grateful that you share our podcast, that you tag us on social media, and that you join us on our podcast page on Instagram at Walk Together Fiercely. So let's dive in and WTF through your intuition. Enjoy.
Hi.
Good day. Nice to see you. Nice to have you here. I love when you come and hang out. I'm Michelle.
I'm Tara, and this is the most exciting topic. I'm very excited.
Yeah, well, this is one of, I think it's going to have to be many, Tara. I don't think we can
do this. A two-part?
I'm thinking a 10-part.
Let's just talk about this one all the time.
Definitely. So today we are talking all about intuition.
That's my favorite. This is how I fell in love with you.
Intuition is so cool and so important. And I hope that like more and more people are picking up this exciting ball and running with it a little bit because it's such a huge part of who we are.
Yeah. And it's so fun.
It's like, so isn't it fun.
I'm like, what was life before I was getting in touch with this? Like,
oh, life is so much more fun when you're using your intuition. Yeah. I really believe that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But lots of people really might not know what it was because I, even 5-6 years ago, I wouldn't have really known what this was. So can you tell people what intuition is?
So intuition is essentially, like, the way that I describe it is knowing things and you're not really sure how you know it. You just know, but you know, like you know, like you know, like you know. Mm-hmm. And so it really is understanding or knowing something without that conscious reasoning. So you don't come to the conclusion because of your education or your what somebody else told you or what it says in a book. You come to a conclusion or an understanding or a knowing because it's something that just comes from within you without that conscious reasoning.
You just know.
Yeah.
So that's probably why we spend so much time not listening to our intuition or discrediting it or reasoning our way out of listening to it. And I think that's where I would have spent before I knew what intuition was. Oh, no, you'd brush that off. Oh, you'd brush that off because it didn't make logical sense.
Right. It doesn't come in a textbook that was written by a Nobel winning author. Like, mm-hmm. it is something that just comes from within.
Yeah. And then once we connect to that, that is the magic.
Yeah. So another way to describe it is your gut instincts.
Yes, I like that. I think that that's what a lot of people just understand.
And so we all have incredible gut instincts, truly. And I mean, nature is a perfect example of this because animals have incredible instincts. And where does that come from in them? I mean, it's something that they are born with. Well, we are as humans as well. And I think that as we have grown through centuries of time, in many ways, that part has been kind of unlearned in ways. And it's something that we are, some cultures, not at all. This is not a problem. They're very, very in tune. But ours, in particular in North America, has really been, I think, almost missing this a little bit.
Well, it's almost trained out of us. Like when I look back to being a kid, I was like, oh, I was naturally actually very intuitive, but it almost gets trained out of you. And I think also probably with the way that we live our life and our culture, we're more disconnected with nature. And that probably disconnects us too from that knowing and that source. Mm-hmm. People that are more in the rhythm of the seasons and in the rhythm of earth are probably more connected to that. Do you find that?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. And I know for, well, I know for me, that's part of how I've reclaimed it for myself, right?
Ooh.
Is that reconnection that I have with the earth, with the seasons, that kind of thing. So honoring all of those things for me is one of the things that I know keeps my instincts sharp.
Yeah.
It just does.
And you say everybody is intuitive.
Every single person is intuitive. That's one of the things that I always share in my workshops and events is talking to people about how important it is for them to understand I am not special just because I'm telling you this thing or because I see this or I'm talking to your dead person. We all have the ability to do this. What I say to people is that I'm just simply choosing to use it. How about you? Do you want to choose to use it too? And we certainly all can. And what I really believe, Tara, in my heart is that we really are our own best gurus. That yeah. your own instincts are absolutely perfect for you. And they absolutely serve you in the best possible ways, and that mine serve me. And so I think that it's a matter of kind of remembering,
mm-hmm.
not so much learning, but remembering that we absolutely, like you say, as a child, having all of these amazing experiences and instincts and feelings and knowings, where did that kind of go? Well, you actually came to the planet with all of those. They didn't actually go anywhere. You're just not using them.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I like that you say that everybody has it, because when I first met you, I kind of would have called bullshit on that. I would have been like, no, like you are special because you do know these answers and you know all these things. And that's that putting your gift on a pedestal because you've worked and you've grown your gift. And for those of you that don't know, she's a psychic medium and incredibly talented. So when I first met you, I was like, I don't have this gift. Mm. You have this gift. So yes, you are the special one. And in all of the learning that I've been doing, she's right. We all have it.
And what did I tell you? What did I tell you when I first met you?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, you came. The first reading you ever did, we did a family group read. We're sitting in the living room in a big circle, and you did a beautiful read on every person in my family, my sisters, my brother-in-law, my mom, my dad, my husband. And you got around to me and said...
Apparently, I gypped you.
You tried. You said, well, you have medium qualities. And then you wrapped it up and said... Do you guys have any questions? And I was like, yeah, excuse you? Like, I have medium qualities. Like, can you please tell me more? Because I had no idea what intuition looked right. like for me, what it was, how I worked with it. I just right. thought you were just dropping a bomb and leaving.
Apparently, I was trying to.
I was like, I paid for this session, lady. Tell me more.
Sometimes I know I take for granted because I understand, because I hear messages that are, you know, like that often, or, you know, not that particular message all the time, but I understand what spirit means. So I just am like, oh yeah, and blah, blah, blah. And then I'm off and going and people are like, excuse me, what? Yeah,
I have what qualities?
So medium qualities are people who have this natural kind of affinity towards speaking to people who are on the other side, because here's another bombshell maybe for some of you, is that the spirit, the soul, energy, essence of a person goes on and on and on. It is infinite. And you know, the body can only live for so long and the body can only do so much, but the soul is eternal and it lives infinitely. And so our ability to connect with that energy is actually much easier than we think, because the soul is absolutely there. And so what I was picking up on in you is your ability to connect to that eternal energy. It's the same, like some people are really, really good at marketing, or some people are really, really good at like accounting. Some people are really good at like balancing their checkbook, and that's important to them, and other, you know, and so
other people talk to dead people.
Other people talk to dead people. It's essentially just like that. Like people have different qualities that they just naturally come forward with, that they're just naturally good at. And that was one of the things I picked up on you.
And I'm still working on these skills, but it feels less freaky when I'm laying in bed with my daughter tucking her in and I hear Tara, Tara. And I'm like, what? What? And then I come running to you like, what does this mean? Like, yeah. How do I move further with that? I don't. So let's talk about growing our intuition and
yeah.
what. Where do we start with this? Because yeah. holy man, it's a big, beautiful topic.
It is such a huge topic, and we're just not going to be able to get through all of it today. But let's have some fun with a little bit of it as an introduction to it. So there are 4 main ways that people are intuitive, and you can view this as like, you know, like there is that beautiful book, The 5 Languages of Love.
Yes.
Okay. Let's view this as the languages of intuition or the languages of energetic communication. And that's exactly what this is very much like. And each of us have our own language with this. And so the first thing to understand before we get into talking about how each of us are intuitive is that everything is energy. Every single thing is energy. Oh my gosh. Before we get into the four ways, you have to tell this story about in med school when you guys were learning a little bit about energy in that a scientific kind of a way.
That was fun. Okay, so I would have been third or fourth year med school, and we had these really wise teachers, and one, oh, he's such a gift, Dr. Bob. All the NDs out there, big shout out to Dr. Bob. He's amazing. So he had us place our hand open and towards a partner, and my friend, we went together, and you start bringing your hands closer together with your eyes closed, and then you stop when you can feel the energy of the other person. This was cool. We're all getting excited and feeling what this feels like when somebody's hand comes 6 inches away from your hand, and even with your eyes closed, you can feel their energy. Mm-hmm. So my friend and I, we go, okay, let's try something else. Let's kick this up. And he puts his hand up, and I put my hands in the shape of a heart and started moving it closer towards his hand. And with his eyes closed, he says, oh, I feel warm. That feels so uplifting.
Mm.
And he just was trying to describe it, but you could see this happiness on him. And then he opened his eyes and he saw that I was doing a heart. And that was really cool that it was different. My hand going up to his hand felt different than me beaming love at him.
Right.
So then, the little shit, I put my hand up with my eyes closed, and then I start to feel my stomach flip, and I feel nauseous, and I feel just icky is the word, and I open my eyes, and he's fingering me.
Oh my God.
I told you, he's a little shit. but this was interesting to me, and then Dr. Bob comes around, and he says, I'm like, oh my goodness, this just happened. And I tell him, and this is so new to me to feel energy and to feel this different intention, whether we're shining love or hate at each other. And Dr. Bob just looked at me with these eyes that he already knew this. And he already knew it about me. Kind of the way you said, you're medium or you have medium qualities. And I'm like, what? And he just gave me a little pat on the back and walked away. But this was like a little kid just newly discovering some cool gift that they have. So that was like my first real like dipping my toe into the pond of energy medicine, and it was really powerful, and there was some people around watching it, and we were all just giggly about it. It was so cool.
Oh, I just love this story, Tara, because it's just such a great way to describe how we are constantly picking up on energy. So you guys were taking the time and doing this intentionally, but the fact of the matter is that even when you're walking through the grocery store, you can honestly pick up on the energy of the people around you and know things about them that they're strangers. I mean, how would you know anything? But you can know when somebody is maybe feeling really good, or maybe when somebody is having a harder day. Mm-hmm. You just pick up on that, and that is your gut instincts. That is actually your intuition. Isn't that cool?
That's very cool, because I used to think, like, if I meet somebody and they either resonate with me or they don't, I used to think, oh, you're being judgmental, like if you don't like them. But honestly, it's just the energy. Yeah.
It's discerning.
Yeah.
It is really important that we do discern and that we are aware of the energy, because you're exactly right. We want to align with energy that is an equal or higher vibration to where we are, always seeking that out rather than
lower
vibrational energy.
And finding our tribe. Like, that's how we find the people that resonate with us is by feeling that.
Yeah.
That's cool. And I think one big learning thing for me before we start with the four types is that intuition is not going to look like for me the way that I maybe want it to.
Yeah.
And I think that that's how I've missed out on some messages, is I think that, oh, I need to, I will see it, or I will, like, mine should look
it's
like yours.
It's going to be super obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like God is just going to be speaking to me.
Yeah.
It's all
booming thunder, bolt and lightning voice. Tara, you must do this.
I know. Unfortunately, it's not this obvious. But even when I see you do your work, I compare that my gifts should appear like your gifts.
Right.
But it's not. My intuition is mine, and it's different.
Yeah.
And the way it shows up for me, I've needed to learn what my style of intuition is.
In a workshop, I call that psychic envy. And I'm like, psychic envy, not welcome here in this workshop, because they're all actually even across the board.
Yeah.
And so no matter what your language is, it's perfectly perfect for you.
Oh, isn't that a lesson of life? Yeah. Like, it's just, we all have different gifts. It appears different.
We all have different gifts.
Not better than, not worse than, just different.
Okay, so we're going to go through these. You're going to tell me what you know you are, and that'll be fun. And so for those of you listening, I want you to keep track and just kind of see what resonates mostly with you. And then the other thing that I need to say is that you're multifaceted, so you will have more than one.
Okay.
So you're not just looking for just exactly one being the perfect fit. It's probably going to be for you that there's a couple that actually fit. And then even to go further, we can be very multisensory and develop all of them.
Okay.
Isn't that neat?
That's cool.
Yeah. I know. Okay. Number one, let's talk about the seers. That's called clairvoyance. And what it means is clear seeing. And so this is like maybe seeing things in your mind's eye. That's how it is for me. I see things in my mind's eye, like a little movie clip, or maybe like an image or a symbol or something that means, but it's something that is visual for me.
So your eyes are open, but you get a picture in your mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I do not see like bodies floating through the air.
You don't see like my grandpa sitting behind me or...
Well, sometimes I do, but okay. It isn't that I walk around my world all day, like just seeing floating bodies or, you know, things like that. I might be speaking to somebody and then in my mind's eye, a picture of a grandpa appears.
Okay, it's within your own mind.
Yeah, that's more how it is for me. Now, Everybody is a little bit different. So people who are clairvoyant really like to see things in pictures. They tend to be dreamers. And so people who get messages in their dreams, remember, we were talking about this. You had that beautiful dream this week of that man who delivered you a feather.
Mm-hmm.
That's very much a clairvoyant experience. Just saying, tick that off. Okay. People who are artistically creative. Maybe seeing like flashes and colors out of the corner of your eye.
Okay.
That ever happen?
Yeah.
Yeah. People who like to watch TV. So like...
check!
But like if you like to like watch videos, for me, like if I'm learning how to do something, like I actually like to watch somebody do it. So
okay, like you learn visually.
I learn visually.
Mm-hmm.
And what a few loving nice things. So I call this the...
Check.
Yeah, I call this the magpie energy, like bringing shiny things back to the nest and liking to surround yourself with nice things.
Beautiful
things. That's a clairvoyant tendency.
Okay.
People who talk really quickly and don't always finish their sentences.
Guilty.
That might be both of us very guilty. Yes. And remember I said that it's like goes with languages of love? Well, people who are clairvoyant love to see that they are loved. So this is one of my things. You can tell me how it works for you, but I love when if John picks up the vacuum and vacuums. Oh my God, I love that man.
I love seeing him vacuum.
God, I love that man when that happens. Yeah. So how about you? Do you love to see that you're loved?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. What could be a way someone could show you that they love you?
Oh, seeing Reese play with my kids.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
Yeah. Like seeing him love them and taking care of them, especially if I'm like on my way out to a break and they're just having so much fun playing in the yard. I'm like, oh, it's just the sweetness.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So those are some of the things about clairvoyant people and ways that people are clairvoyant. And so just if there's anything in there that you can tick off your list that resonates with you, just keep track of it. But we're going to talk about some of the next ones because I know that this one is going to apply to you as well. Just saying.
See, just she knows my types.
Heads up.
Told you she was gifted.
So we are going to talk about clairsentience. And clairsentience is the clear feelers. And I'm going to say that this envelops like a large majority of the population, actually.
Like the empaths, for sure.
And so people who love to use their hands when they talk.
As we're just sitting here waiting.
You can't see us, but we are using our hands when we talk right this very minute. Yeah. Love to touch things. And so it's like, this is very hard in COVID. You know, when I go to the crystal store, for example, like I need to touch them. I can't just look at them and go, oh, you're for me. I mean, I might feel that way. I might feel drawn to it with my eyes, but I need to touch it to know if it's speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about really sensitive to the feelings and emotions of others?
Yeah. I feel like this is the superpower that makes life feel overwhelming sometimes.
Oh, yes. This is the superpower that makes life overwhelming. You've hit the nail on the head.
Sentient, and that is why I feel overwhelmed sometimes.
Yes, for sure. Yes. So people who are clairsentient can get lots of like tingling sensations when there's a change in energy. So remember the hand story, the feeling it. Yeah, really feeling it. They can feel the emotions of others.
Is this the people that get the goosies?
Goosies.
Get the goosebumps when things happen. Yes,
the goosies. Absolutely. They make choices based on feelings. Like, this is how I feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
Really sensitive to scents and smells.
Okay.
Yeah. So I call this the clairsniffians, actually. It's a little sub.
Yeah.
And when you, you know, like smelling things, like, so for an example of this for me would be doing a reading for somebody and then smelling cigar smoke. And clearly nobody is smoking a cigar, but the smell just kind of wafts through. That's absolutely a sign for me. And it would be, you know, maybe possibly grandpa coming through who smoked a cigar. Very touchy. You know, they're touchers. They're the huggers. They like to touch.
Part of their love language, right?
Part of your love language, yeah. And clairsentient people do tend to be a little bit busy and on the go. They can be very spontaneous and they love to go by their gut feelings and they learn by doing. So it's that hands-on
tactile
approach, the tactile approach. So you can't just hear about, you know, something in science. You actually have to like do the experiment. You've got to get your hands on and give it a go.
Or you can't watch the YouTube video. You need
right.
to try it yourself.
You
got to
try it.
Yeah.
They're the pause. Okay. And so when I'm doing like watching a cake decorating video or something, I'll watch for a little bit and then I've got to pause and then try what she said.
Yes.
Yeah. So that is clairsentience. So do you ever get like the feeling that someone has touched or hugged or like, and there's nobody there, but maybe you get a feeling of that or noticing like a pressure change or a temperature change?
Yeah, well, what I'll actually like get if I'm in clinic with a patient I've had where I'm treating low back pain and I walk out and I feel low back pain, or I've been sitting with somebody and the whole time I'm getting waves of nausea and I'm like, there's no reason for me to be nauseous,
right.
But as soon as they leave, it goes for me. So I'm like, that's theirs that
totally.
I'm feeling.
Totally.
So I've had that.
That's a very clairsentient experience.
Oh, it really gets in the way of my day sometimes.
All right. So clairsentience, I know we've hit on a lot of you. Let's talk about the clairaudience. Mm-hmm. And clairaudience is clear hearing.
Okay.
And so sometimes you have those clear hearing experiences.
And these are those ringing in the ear people, right?
Yeah. Ringing in the ear people. Tinnitus. Okay. And psychic DJ is what I call it when song just starts to play for you. Or
yes, that one where you get the song stuck in your head.
Yeah.
And, but so it's actually a message from spirit is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
I am.
That's cool.
What I'm saying. So clairaudient people love to listen to music, actually. They like detailed information where they can hear a lot of the details, like somebody speaking it to them or somebody reading it out loud or something like that. And for clairaudient people, words are really, really important. Like words really, really matter. So the buzzing and ringing in the ears. People who love to talk on the phone, love to write. If you have friends that write like a text message that's 3 pages long, they might be clairaudient. And it can be like, you know, hearing songs in your head. One experience I know I've had, I don't know if you've ever had this, but like, have you ever woken up and you could have sworn the doorbell rang, but it didn't?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a clairaudient experience.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Hey.
Okay. This is probably my husband, because he'll go, so you just head north and then you go west and then you go, did it. And I'm like, okay, stop. Like,
yeah,
that is not.
You lost me.
You lost north, actually. Yeah, I know. But yeah, like he can hear something and he can know it. And I'm like, draw that on a map for me. Or,
right? You want it drawn out.
Yes.
You want to see the visual of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he does fine with hearing.
Yeah.
Totally.
Very cool.
That is really cool. That's really cool knowing. So on that, since we're talking about your husband, they like to hear that they're loved. So does he like to hear the words, I love you lots?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the words of appreciation and noticing. Yeah.
And does he say them a lot to you?
Yeah.
Lisa,
yeah.
You're listening.
No, I'm the clairsentient. She likes foot rubs. She likes the touch. And she likes to see you vacuum.
That's right. Yeah, clairsentient and clairvoyant here.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, so like sometimes, I don't know if you've ever had this experience, I certainly have, where you're driving along and you hear, I've heard like a warning, like stop. Mm-hmm. Or the one that I really can recall is change lanes. And there's nobody there, but it's like I hear these words clearly and I don't know where they come from, but it sparks an instinct in me to do exactly that. It doesn't make me feel unsafe. It's not scary.
It's just a gentle whisper. Okay, so this story, though, I remember hearing it, that you got a whisper of just change lanes. Yeah. And you changed lanes, yeah. And then...
an accident happened in front of me, and I wouldn't have been involved in the accident, but I would have had to completely slam on the brakes, mm-hmm. and that would have been frightening for my kids.
Who yeah, were really so that was your intuitive whisper.
Yeah, and it was just an intuitive whisper of just change lanes, and I'm like, okay. And I just, you know, I was mm-hmm. able to do that. I just changed lanes, and then the people in front of me came to an absolute screeching halt in like 3 seconds, and wow. we were going 120 on a highway.
That's wild.
Yeah. So things like that.
This one for me, this is the pancakes one for me.
Oh.
And I remember way back in the day you said, intuition is the voice that just says, flip the pancakes.
Oh, yeah.
And ever since then, I'm like, oh, there is. I never paid attention to the whisper. I just thought that it was my memory thinking it. But it's honestly, I'll be like over here doing something else. And then it's like, oh, pancakes. And then you go and you flip them and they're perfectly browned.
Oh, yeah.
So there.
There
that's
you go.
Intuition, people.
Yeah, and that's working through your clairaudience.
Ooh.
That's really cool. See? More multifaceted than you thought.
Yeah, that's why you said I'd be a medium. Now I'm like, I'm a what? I just think I'm a little crazy sometimes. But
yeah, so clairaudient people really love to hear that they're loved. They love to hear the words, I love you. Mm-hmm. They love to say the words, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So those are things that might tip you off that you are a clairaudient.
Cool.
So next we're going to talk about claircognizance, and this one's really cool because this is clear knowing, and it has less of a physical response than any of the others. It's like that. This is the knowing like you know, but you're not sure how you know, but you just know you do.
This is your son that's a weatherman,
this
isn't it?
This is my son, yes. So I have a claircognizant and I have a very, very clairvoyant of the two boys. So claircognizants are deep thinkers. They're the deep thinkers, analytical, can be a little bit more cautious. Sometimes the skeptics.
The brainy people, eh?
Yeah. But their ideas just come seemingly out of nowhere. It's the type of person who's like, well, I've never baked this before, but I just know you just need to do this, and they just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. That's really kind of cool. And so they can be incredibly creative people. They just know how things are going to turn out, and they like to have a little bit of time to kind of think things through. So they do a little bit of that reasoning internally to think things through, but they absolutely will just come to a conclusion. They tend to be people that have inner peace.
Oh, lovely.
I know.
That's funny because I would think that that's more the spinny brain because sometimes it's like if I have just a knowing, then I almost go brain loop trying to find the logic to rationalize it. Or if they're cautious people, I would think that they're kind of worry people.
No. So let's look at that from a different perspective. And so instead of like the spinny part where I would, mm-hmm. like a hamster wheel's happening in my head as I'm going around and around with all the possibilities of mm-hmm. shit can go wrong, a claircognizant person they'll certainly go around maybe once or twice, but they won't spin.
Okay.
And they'll just know that if I do this, it's going to be okay. Or it's cool. going to work out, that mm-hmm. kind of thing. It is a really, really cool quality to have. They tend to be very self-sufficient, and when they know something, they just simply know it. That's the end of it. And they just know when they are in love. And this is really cool because my son, as you said, like when he was really small, he's now in his mid-20s, but when he was a young boy, we called him the weatherman because he would just know what the weather was going to do. And so today, if he was like 7 years old, I would be like, Connor, what's the weather going to do today? And he would tell me exactly what it's going to do without knowing or without looking at the weather. Now, when I looked at the forecast for today, because my husband and I were talking about, you know, our weekend plans and what we're going to do on what days. This was supposed to be the nicest day in the weather forecast. It's not. It's not the nicest
rain.
Day. Yeah, it's currently pouring rain outside. Yeah, it's not the nicest day. See, Connor would have known that, which is really kind of cool.
He would know that the weather forecast was wrong.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's not the nicest day.
I know.
Okay, very cool. So people can be one of these or many of these, probably mm-hmm. have more of a dominant. So we've got the clairvoyant. Clairsentient, mm-hmm. clairaudient, and claircognizant.
Mm-hmm.
That's very cool. So do you get your messages one way or do you get them multiple? Like, do you have all four?
I tend to have the biggest ones for me are clairvoyance and clairsentience for sure. But I also, like, if I am speaking to somebody and doing a session for somebody who's very clairaudient, I'll have a lot of audient messages.
Oh, neat.
Which is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I'll kind of work with the person, how it is that they're receiving their messages. The way that I think about this is it just helps them make better sense of their messages at the same time.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you can develop all of them. Like you can
work on
any,
stretching that muscle almost.
Yeah, it is. I call it intuitive sit-ups. It is. It's like if you want the six-pack, strengthening the muscles in those core areas are really going to help you to get there. Same for intuition. It has to be something that is exercised. You've got to take it for a walk.
Practice it. Okay. Yeah. So how do you suggest people practice this? First, I think you just awareness of what intuition is and then a curiosity about how it shows up for you.
Yeah. Have fun with it. Play with it. Like I always say, guess. Yeah. If that's what you think it is, go for it. Guess. You know, what is right? Like we play this card game, in our family, and I love it. It's so much fun. It's called 10 Kills. And it's like you turn over these cards and you have no idea what's going to be there. And obviously in this game, a higher card is going to be better. And so I'm like, we played this weekend and I was looking at my three cards that were turned down and I didn't know which ones they were. And I'm like, okay, I need this for this turn. Like if I'm going to be out, unless I pull one of these, which one of you is speaking to me? I absolutely turned over a king. And if I didn't, and I had to pick up the deck, whatever, it would have been okay. I laughed and had fun too. So what I say is play and have fun and use it when it doesn't necessarily matter, because you'll learn more about your own intuition through your successes and your mistakes as much as anything.
Yeah.
So the things that you get wrong are also teaching you about your intuition. And so this is really bizarre. But this is one thing I've learned about myself is when people are pregnant, they'll always say to me, you know, what am I having? Am I having a boy or a girl? And I learned very on that my immediate response, whatever it is, the opposite will be true.
I am too. I 98% always wrong with my guess on gender.
So just,
and I'm starting to see I am intuitive, but it's just the opposite.
Just do the opposite. Yeah. So you just learn how you're with that one.
It's showing up backwards, kind of.
It shows up backwards. So I'm like, I laugh about it, and I'm just like, oh, okay, boy, then it's a girl.
Yeah. I feel really strongly that it's a little boy, so it's definitely a girl.
Yeah,
but definitely. Isn't that the weirdest feeling when you almost know that your intuition comes at you a little bit backwards? Because then it's like, it has led me with sense of direction.
Yeah.
My sense of direction is 180 degrees backwards. And my husband giggles at me because it is with everything in me that we need to go right. And he is like, no, Tara, it is left. And I'm like, it feels like he cannot leave me alone in a new city. I swear I will end up. Well, he would just find me on the opposite direction, honestly.
Oh, yeah. When John listens to this, he's going to be killing himself laughing, because if I say I'm usually the map reader, he's the driver. So it should be the opposite way around. I should drive. You should navigate, because he'll be like, which direction are we turning? I'm like, you're turning left. And he's like, he'll just turn right.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, my goodness.
Because he knows that I get left and right backwards all the time.
That's so funny, because we Risa play a game with me and he probably did it. Oh, at least 30 times. We were living in Vancouver and we'd be downtown Vancouver. You're just a little tiny person in all these high-rise buildings. And he would say, Tara, which way's the ocean?
Yeah.
95% of the time, maybe every single time, I got it wrong. And he would laugh because the ocean is in three of the four directions. And I would always point inland, no matter where I was. Like, it's backwards for me. So we're going to teach you how to use your intuition, but we're going to say how backwards mine is. But it's just something I know, like everything in me tells me one direction, and it's, and I know for me now that it's actually, I need to go the other way.
Yeah. So those are examples of how intuition really works, like in all different ways. Like you just, it's about knowing yourself really well. It's also too like connecting the dots. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, I remember I had this feeling and then this is what happened. So what did that teach me when I had that feeling in my tummy? What was it saying to mm-hmm. me, and how did that turn out? Okay, so I have this same feeling in my tummy. And then maybe sometimes you follow that instinct or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, it's going to land you exactly where you need to, because it's going to teach you something about yourself. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's learning the same lesson over and over. And sometimes it is like, okay, I'm not going to go down that road again because I know what that meant. I'm going to go this way. This doesn't feel right for me. It's not the easiest thing to do, to trust those instincts.
No, because I don't think it always lines up with logic.
It doesn't.
Or like even society.
That's the point.
Yeah. Yeah. What we're supposed to be doing or what we, all of these like expectations mm-hmm. of what we should be doing. But then our intuition's like, no, don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like, I remember, you know, people clamoring around a certain individual and just really thinking they're amazing. And I'm like,
not resonating.
It doesn't feel right with me. Something doesn't sit right with me. That's not my thing. And then finding out later that they did something like illegal or wrong. And it's like, holy crap.
Now it makes sense. I've had those things. I've had people a couple times come into my life and I'm like, it feels so great. It feels so great. And then sometimes it is great. And then I've had people that I'm like, there's something off. And then, but they're friends of friends and you be nice and you do it. And then in the end, I'm like, no. The intuition was right.
Yes.
It was off. And I've spent time kind of being like, well, you're not being kind, Tara, or you're being judgmental, or you're XYZ, judging myself for my intuitive feels. But the intuitive feels, as I get older, I can see that they're coming right. For people that resonate with me, those are my people. For people that don't resonate. So, yeah, it's interesting.
It is interesting. Yeah. So important to pay attention to those things if you have those feelings.
Yeah.
Listen.
Because I think that's how I use intuition the most in my life is, does this feel right to me? Does this feel good to me? And that's just, it's almost just those asking our gut instincts.
I love that. I love the asking because your instincts will always tell you, is this what I need to be doing right now?
Mm-hmm.
Or what is it that I need to be doing right now, for mm-hmm. example? Or does this resonate with me? Mm-hmm. Does this feel okay? Does mm-hmm. this feel good? Really simple questions that you can ask, and your instincts will be an instantaneous response to one of those yes or no.
Yeah. And one pearl that I've been taught by you is you ask the question, and the first little whisper is your intuition, and the second loud voice is going to be more the fear or ego voice.
Yeah.
And that's been huge. That's a big learning thing because it's like you ask the question, and you'll get a little like simple answer, yes or no, and then you'll get the but blah 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 blah.
Yeah, the CNN ticker tape of the breaking news that goes across the screen in your mind of all the shit that can go sideways.
Yeah, all the fears, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, so starting to tune into that intuitive voice, but knowing that it is not going to come in through like a big booming voice of God, it's a gentle nudge. It's a gentle whisper, right?
Yes, always. Intuition is always beautiful, gentle whispers. And I have some people say to me, well, could you go a little louder? Well, and then I'm like, well, ask for signs.
Yes.
Ask for signs.
Oh, and that, I've got a really good story on that one. Because please tell everybody what this is, the asking for signs. But a couple years ago, I was moving clinics. Well, I wasn't sure if I was going to move. Am I going to move clinics? And I asked my brother-in-law, who has passed away, for a sign. I said, please show me feathers. Mm-hmm. And a day goes by and I don't see a feather. And I'm like, fuck this intuition shit. It's not working for me, right? Day two, nothing. Day three, mm-hmm. and a little bit of a backstory. He was an incredibly talented soccer player.
Yeah.
Played at the university level and then was a coach. So about 3 days after asking for a sign, there's no sign coming. I show up at one of our soccer fields here for one of my games, and it is like a bird blew up on the field.
Is feathers everywhere?
Every second step, there was a feather. I played the entire soccer game running around on a bed of feathers.
Aww.
It was so...
That's so nice.
So also the patience that the sign isn't necessarily going to be bam, right in your face right away,
right.
But it came very obvious after, and it was a good lesson in patience.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it does, but that's exactly right. You do have to have a little bit of patience.
Patience with it, but that it then all these feathers come and they're on a soccer field.
Yeah,
I was like,
that's
okay.
Such a much better gift because, well, then too, like you're not going to question that, right?
No.
Yeah.
That's the work of Sebastian.
Yeah. That's really cool. I love that. I love asking for signs when I am trying to sometimes figure things out or I need a little bit more. Like, I really am a skeptic. That's the mm-hmm. truth. Like, I am naturally a little bit skeptical.
Yeah.
And I'm a little bit high needs. I got to say, I'm a little bit HM. Yeah.
I would like my signs very clear, please.
I do. I do like, that's nothing wrong with that. I do like clear signs and I do like clear help. And so I will ask for messages often in threes. It's like, okay, I've asked for some help or support or some guidance in this area. Thanks for showing me that dime, but I'm going to need to see, like, you know, 12 more. So I'll ask for the signs repetitively. And honest to goodness, the universe will just show up for that. They will absolutely just show you. If you are, you know, playful and full of gratitude when you find one, you will continue to find more signs. And it's really, really helpful.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So can you tell people what kind of signs spirit does give us.
Oh, all kinds of different signs. And two, you can, oh my gosh, I got to tell you this one story. I had the loveliest lady this week for a client, and we had such a beautiful session, and she was learning more about her intuition. And part of what we chatted about, she wanted to know a little bit more about her intuition and the signs that the universe was showing her that was coming forward. And one of the things that came forward in our session was a hummingbird. And in my mind's eye, I'll just see like a flash or an image of this, of a hummingbird. And that's exactly what I saw. And she was just like, oh my God. And telling me the story of how she's seen so many hummingbirds in the last little bit, like just crazy. And then after our session, I had an appointment downtown. And so I got in my car and was driving to my appointment. And one of the things she told me in our session is that there was a great big TELUS truck, which is a communication company, and it had a hummingbird on the side of it. And I swear to God, I drove downtown, and as I was driving, the first light that I stopped at, I pulled up behind one of these TELUS vans, and what do you think was on it?
A hummingbird.
A massive hummingbird. Oh, and I was just like, so yeah.
There's the sign.
Yeah, I emailed her after the session and said, you're never going to believe what I saw. Like a few minutes after our session ended, I saw your van with the hummingbird. It was really kind of cool. There are so many signs that the universe will show you. And essentially what it is that you can ask for whatever it is you need. So you asked for feathers and you got exactly that, which is really cool. Numbers are fantastic and they're really great. So have you ever seen like the 1-1s and the 1-1-1s?
Absolutely,
the 11-11s? Yeah.
Yeah. And ever since I was a tiny little girl, 9-1-1.
Oh, 9-1-1.
The time,
sure.
9-11.
Right.
And this, and that's actually really cool, because as my brother-in-law was in hospice, I shared this with him. I said, when I was little, it happened all the time that it would freak me out, because I, as a little girl, 911 is in case of emergency. So I thought, oh, I'm going to need to know that number one day. Mm-hmm. But I would honestly turn around and it'd be like, boom, the clock would be like 911, 911, 911. Wow. And it kind of freaked me out. And he shared with me, he's like, Tara, that would happen to me too when I was little. So it felt really connecting. And once he passed away.
Oh, you saw 911?
All the time.
Oh.
And at one point, I even like walked into my bedroom and both alarm clocks on each side of the bed, 9/11. And I just broke down in tears. It's like that. So that is a message that I get and really connects me to him.
Yeah.
And it's funny because one of my learning things is I think it's like you ask for stuff, but you need to trust, because if we are in the skeptic, it's not going to, I don't know. I've spent a lot of time maybe doubting it. And the deeper I go into knowing my intuition, the more I am trusting it. And I remember you did a read on me probably 6 months ago, you said, and I don't think that you knew that Seb was this soccer player, because he goes, he's picking up a soccer ball and he's throwing it at your third eye, like at your forehead. And because I asked, is there a message from Seb? And you said, I don't know why a soccer ball. He's picking up a soccer ball and he's throwing it at your forehead. And I'm like, of course that's the message. It's like, dunk, dunk. It's like, I'm giving you messages all the time, lady. Like, dunk, right? And I can just picture that, because, and I like that the message is a reflection of him, because he was a cheeky, fun guy. So of course the message would be like, duh, Tara.
Yeah.
I'm giving you signs all the time.
Yeah.
So it's kind of fun.
That's really cool. Yeah. You can ask for anything you like, from ladybugs to birds, to numbers, to songs.
Dimes, right?
Yeah. Is a huge one for me. That's my connection to my grandmother. I always find dimes in the most amazing places. It's incredible. And that's always my sign that I know my grandmother's with me.
Yeah. So I find dimes often and in very weird spots. Like, and actually, I did the most beautiful trip to Maui. Oh, what a gift of a lifetime, with my parents and my husband and my kids. And on the last 2 days in Maui, dimes everywhere.
No
like
way.
Even my parents were just like, what is going on? And my mom was turning over the laundry on the last day. She pulls out of the washing machine. She's like, Tara, you're not gonna believe this. Two more dimes.
Wow.
And I thought in the living room, I was like, I'm channeling Michelle here. Well, angels, let's see a third. Right? We like to see this in three.
Yeah.
And as I pull everything out of the dryer later, there's a dime in there. You ask for the signs, you start seeing the signs, but then what? Like, is it a is it a soul sending me these dimes, or is it just...
Well, it can be, sure. But usually they're always messages of support, validation, love.
You're on the right track.
You're on the right track. That's how I take them. So when I find a sign, what was my previous thought that I was thinking right before I found that sign?
Ah.
And so it can be things like, okay, so one of the signs that I'm getting right now, I'm so close to finishing my big book, and I've got to sit down and get it all worked out and finished up. And And so one of the signs that I'm finding right now is these little tiny spiders. And I know that's going to, my sister's going to hear this and absolutely freak right out. So like on the window, climbing on the window of my office, the other day I went out to my car and went to get into my car and there was a tiny little sweet spider on the window. And spider for me has always represented write your own story. So like I associate it with Charlotte's Web. And do you know how she, into the story of Charlotte's Web, she used to spin a word into the web every day. And so spiders for me are very much associated with writing. And so every time I see those little tiny spider, I'm like, oh, okay, I know you're right. I've got to finish writing this book. I've got to get it done. It's affirmation. And so to me, it is a message of validation and support and just encouragement. And then you can have signs come, like, for example, when I was thinking about publishing the little book that I published earlier this year on 2020, I don't know if I should make this into a book. I'm not really sure, you know, what I should do with this content that I have, this material that I have, all these things I want to say to the world right now. And I kept seeing 1111, 1111, 1111. And every time I thought about it, I would, you know, you could pick up your phone and to go to open it and it's 1111. Mm-hmm. Like it was just amazing. So that was really, so what was I thinking about right before that I saw that sign? It was that. And so that's how it's like, push forward, move ahead. Yeah. You know, if you're thinking that you'd like to do this, so it can be a really great way. So it is meant to support you. So the universe actually conspires for your well-being, for your good, for your, they want you to have all the things that you want. They want you to have all of the joy and the love and all the good stuff. And so they'll constantly conspire to do that if we're looking for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that reminds me, 2 weeks ago, I was out and about with my daughter and I'm running late. I'm getting hungry. I need to get home and make some food. And then I go, oh, I'm just going to go through the drive-thru and pick up some fast food. Right. And I'm like, oh, this isn't the healthiest. We should be making it. And the judgment of that and the criticism of myself, I go through the drive-thru. I order an A&W teen burger and fries and the total was $11.11.
Ah!
And I was like, nope, you're supposed to have the teen burger, girl. Right?
It's right? Okay today because you're doing okay. What's best for me is
what's best for me. Yeah.
That's awesome. I love that.
So that was a funny one. Yeah. So sometimes I find that spirit has a sense of humor.
Spirit always has a sense of humor, actually. That's the absolute
Like it's
truth.
Almost, there's a bit of cheekiness there sometimes. Yes. Yeah.
Spirit has a great sense of humor. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. It is really fun. Man, we could go on about this so forever.
Well, let's give people that are listening a little skill or something that they can bring this into their own life. So if we're on a day-to-day, we're not sure, do we go left, do we go right, do we do that or do we not do that? So how does that person proceed? Getting in touch with their intuition, asking for signs?
Well, there's a couple of ways that I know that just to help you get more in touch with your intuition that absolutely, when I say them, feel like they have nothing to do with intuition. But this is what I know to be true. If you're not feeling really connected with your gut instincts and you're not feeling like incredibly intuitive, or say you're being hard on yourself and you feel like you've made a couple of bad decisions, or I can't pick the right guy, you know, those kinds of thoughts that people can have, do something creative.
Creativity.
Do something creative because so, and that can be like a wide variety of things. Like I'm not meaning like you suddenly, you know, need to be Picasso and paint these amazing pictures that sell for millions of dollars. Creativity is so wide and varied, and it can be playing in your garden, to baking or cooking something, or listening to music, to painting your nails,
creating anything really,
coloring. Yeah. Like it just can be so many different things. But when you do something creative, I think that it uses a part of your brain that maybe you aren't using when you're doing, like, you know, constantly trying to go with logic and reasoning, and it opens up other parts of your brain. And it's kind of like also too, when you look away from a boiling pot, what happens? The pot finally boils. But if you stand over it and you're watching just it. Like, you're just like, oh my God, I need it to happen just like this.
Like
and
trying too hard for intuition.
Yeah. Trying so hard.
Or expecting it to look a certain way.
I need it to come like right this second. And I need it to look like this. What I would say is distract yourself and look away and do something else entirely.
Creative.
And all of a sudden, like something will like pop into your mind's eye or into your head or into your feelings or into your knowing somehow of, oh, I don't know why, but I think I should try this or I should do this. So that's really great way that it works.
Yeah. And even for me, I think that it took me a while to realize that this is a way of my creativity is tidying up a corner of my house and making it look pretty.
Oh,
and yeah. I really like just going around doing something like that. And if I, that's funny because that would be my clairvoyant. That I like to see pretty things.
Yes, it would right? be.
So sometimes it's that, it's a little bit of busy work, but it's creative and it makes something beautiful to look at. And then, yeah, all of a sudden then you can get annoying if you've asked a question or had a question. So that's kind of cool.
That's really cool. This is the other thing I'm going to say to try is, say you have a question about absolutely anything, just something that you're curious about or you want to know something more about it, ask that question. So pose it in your mind and then walk away. Mm-hmm. Again, do something different. Do something, go for a walk. Do something creative. Do something fun. Listen to music. Put it aside for a few minutes. But it's like you've maybe set an intention that you'd like some help with this.
Mm-hmm.
And then be patient with yourself a little bit. So try not to focus on it, but just know, okay, it's up there. It's out there. I've set this intention and go and do something else. And you will find that within a little bit of time, something again will just come forward. So I love the process of ask the question, still the mind, and then feel the body.
Beautiful. That's like the learning in the feather experience. It doesn't necessarily come really big and fast if you're focusing and looking for it. But as soon as I stop looking and I kind of just gave up, then it's like, boom.
Yeah.
There's your sign.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And the other important thing is, you know, too, and I know you've heard me say this before, but what does it mean to you?
Mm-hmm.
And that's really important because like in a workshop, like I'll say to people, if I say to you the word marriage, for example, mm-hmm. what does that mean to you? Well, some people are like infinite love and support and others are just like
pain.
Yeah. Get me as far away from that as possible. I don't want anything to do with it. So everybody has different feelings about those things. So if I say to you, what does the word apple mean to you? What comes forward in your mind when I say the word apple?
Yeah, you can think of like doctor or health, or some people think teacher.
Teacher.
Yeah.
So for me, that's a symbol of teacher. So when I see an apple with somebody, I know they've got teacher energy.
Oh, and mine's like an apple a day keeps the doctor away,
and yours
right?
is yes, exactly. Yours has to do with health and well-being.
Yeah.
So everybody has different places, different meanings on mm-hmm. things, and that's okay. It doesn't matter what meaning you place on things. Spirit knows that. Your intuition knows that, and it will speak to you in a way that you understand.
That's how it communicates. So yeah. That, like the 9/11 being a message, because it is a connection to Seb, then it shows up as a connection.
Yeah, and 9/11 to you is a really positive thing. It doesn't mean emergency.
As a little kid, it was confusing.
Yeah, so that's perfectly good. Like, it's really good to know what means what to you, mm-hmm. and you can absolutely respond in that manner. So get curious, and when it's like you see a symbol or you feel a feeling, get curious, like a five-year-old. Why? What does that mean to me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so be like your Weston and ask a million questions about it.
So curious, yeah.
Yeah, so curiosity is a great way to grow your intuition as well.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a great intro, I think.
We have so much to talk about.
There is so much.
So much to talk about.
Well, we'll come back to this topic, I think, probably more than once.
We're going to continually touch on this because intuition is a huge part of your own health and well-being, your healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
As we know, we've been having that conversation as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm excited. Okay. I hope people found this helpful. I think that in the notes in the bottom, we can probably put even a checklist of the four types and then people can see what types they are.
Yeah. Let's do that.
That's cool.
Yeah. Thanks so much for joining us.
Have a good one.
I hope that you enjoyed today's episode to support your intuition. As you have more fun and play with your intuition to help it grow, there are a few simple things that you can keep in mind that we spoke about today. Take some time to just be a little bit more still and quiet and listen within. It's really hard to hear your inner voice when it's chaotic in and around you. And you are so deserving of some peace and quiet, which will help you bring forward your inner knowing with much more ease. Next, trust your gut instincts. Your gut instincts are so strong, and the more that you tune in, you will begin to build your own intuitive language, and that you will be able to trust more and more. as you were paying more attention to what is happening within, pay more attention to what is happening around you as well. And getting in the habit of just simply being more aware really helps to heighten that beautiful intuition. Next, ask your heart what it needs, and then be prepared to follow through. It won't speak to the things that it cannot do. It will always guide you with exactly what you need in any given moment. Finally, most of all, try and have some fun with this, because this energy is meant to be playful and fun rather than something that feels forced and difficult. So, deep breaths, relax, and trust. Thank you so much for sharing this episode with your family and friends, and we so look forward to many more great conversations that will help you support your intuitive self and so much more. So, until next time, only love and light to you, and only love and light from you. For more information about us, you can find Dr. Tara on Instagram at Dr. Tara Drummond. For more information about me, Michelle, you can find me on Instagram at Michelle Morrison Medium. All other information about me is on my website, thebalancedsoul.com. We would love for you to join our podcast Instagram page at Walk Together Fiercely. This podcast is recorded by Michelle and Tara and is edited and arranged by Sammy Lucan.
Any medical information provided is information only and is not to be used for diagnostic or treatment purposes. This information is not a substitute for professional diagnosis and treatment. Please consult your healthcare provider before making any healthcare decisions or for guidance and treatment of specific medical conditions.